You know, as far as the season, you know, exactly like you said, it's a fresh start. But, you know, it's just really don't get the back being myself. You know, like Coach always tells me, don't talk about what you could have done and you should have done. Just get back to loving the game and having fun. You know, for me, it's just getting better every day, strengthening my skills, cleaning up a lot of stuff. Because you can always get better. So, for me, I'm taking one day at a time right now.
Is it easier said than done, though? Because, you know, obviously you probably do have a chip on your shoulder, right?
Of course. I'm always have it. If you're playing football, any type of sport, you should always have a chip on your shoulder. And being part of the Raider organization, you should always have a chip on your shoulder because everybody want to challenge you. Everybody know what this tradition of this team is. You know, and everybody know this was the face of the NFL for a long time. So, you know, being here and, you know, having big shoes to fill, you know, looking at guys like Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen, it was just always big shoes to fill. So, you know, you got to have a chip on your shoulder. You know, me as a man, I'm always have a chip on my shoulder.
How do you get back to loving the game? What do you need to love it again?
You know, just being me. You know, just being fundamental. you know, not doing everything that I think that everybody else want me to do. And, you know, doing what God, you know, put me here to do. You know, for me as man, you know, just being fundamental sound and, you know, just sticking to the basics. I ain't got to do all this, you know, fancy and, you know, all this other junk that, you know, a lot of other people try to put in their game. I just keep my game, you know, and just elevate and just add on to it. I'm going to get better off the basics. And, you know, I was always, you know, a great player, you know, coming out or, you know, going into the game. I always felt like I was, you know, never could be denied. So, you know, me just been getting back to that is a very positive for me.
You talked about on the conference call when after you signed about how this offense was going to put you in a good position and do things that you were kind of doing in Alabama and doing some of the single back stuff. And did you get a glimpse of that over these 3 days?
You know, just getting back to the basics. Like I said, you know, the offense, you know, I like the offense because it's a pro-style offense to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I say that, you know, we're going to get back to, you know, some old-school type football. And for me, man, you know, old-school type football is, you know, just getting vertical. You know, getting vertical and getting north to south. And so, you know, I can't really say what directly the play is going to be.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, but, you know, at the same time, you know, me going downhill, it's big, you know, not going sideways and, you know, being able to do more in a pass game as far as, you know, being a receiver is big for me too.
There's so many new players on this team. Getting out in the field together for the first time for 3 days, was there a lot of almost introductions, so to speak, or did you? I assume you guys during the weight training period all got to know each other, but for the first time to be on the field, was it kind of strange?
You know, it wasn't strange. It was just a lot of competition out there.
Yeah.
No, and that's great. And you know, we're growing as a team. We're growing together. You know, even the coaches, because you know all this playbook stuff and knowing each other is we all growing together. We don't, you know, actually know what's going on. But we finding out, and you know, we living in this complex, and we growing in this complex together.
What's your first impression of this staff this week?
Oh, man, I like the attitude. I like the enthusiasm. You know, it's just a whole positive vibe. And coaches want to see you get better. And coaches are getting better, you know, against themselves, for real. Because I see our coaches battle against the defense coaches. And, you know, it's just not, you know, scripted stuff that, you know, they can, you know, put, you know, themselves in a better situation. You know, they trying to beat each other. And, you know, with that, no, I know we practice against ourselves, and you know, but we're going at it, and we trying to make sure we maximize everything that we can to be, you know, that team this year.
How do you like living here?
You know, right now I'm in a hotel. I really haven't found a spot. You know, really not have a, you know, had a chance to find a spot. I haven't really got into it. You know, trying to find a spot yet. You know, I'm just focused on football right now. But you know, I love the weather. You know, I'm a Florida guy, so. You know, being in the South for me, you know, and being up here, you know, it's very similar. You know, just being out in the Bay, you know, it's pretty out here to me, man. You know, so it's been fun, man, all the way around, man. It's been a, you know, great adventure, especially these last 3 days. Seeing the best out of guys, and you know, knowing what we got to do to get better, going into the next mini camp, going into this phase two of the OTAs, because a lot of guys are just getting started. You know, we're ahead of the game right now.